SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the Festival of Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And hello, everyone. Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland, Cal Seniors Yard, the final game of the night. Here in a long day of baseball that started at 8 o'clock this morning all around Aberdeen, Maryland, and going into a third field because of a makeup has now been concluded here with one final game, Prince George's County going up against Danbury, Connecticut. Rob Dawson here. So nice of you to join us here on this Wednesday night under the lights here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as both teams' lineups have just been announced. And the Maryland coaches are making one final run, greeting the Danbury players. They have just been finished with the announcements. And now let's head to the public address system for the performance of the national anthem and for the Cal Ripken Code.
Individuals and entities within the region who have, within the framework of the Babe Ruth League program, made an outstanding contribution to the Middle Atlantic region's programs and the youth it serves. In 2013, Thomas M. Mitchell was inducted into the Hall for his 47-plus years of service to the Middle Atlantic region. Tom Mitchell passed away this past June 30th. Let us offer a moment of silence in his honor. Thank you. Since its beginnings in 2011, 13 inductions have been made into the Babe Ruth League Middle Atlantic Region Hall of Fame. Tonight, we are here to commemorate the 14th. Bob Cheseldine became a manager and board member of the Marva Babe Ruth League in 1979 and has been a valuable part of Maryland Babe Ruth and Cal Ripken baseball ever since. In 1987, he became the president of the organization while still coaching multiple teams. Since 1994, Mr. Cheseldine has been on the board of directors of Frederick County Babe Ruth Baseball and has served as the league's president since 2009. He also serves as an assistant Maryland State Commissioner. With over 35 years of service to Babe Ruth League, Bob is the go-to guy in Frederick County when it comes to youth baseball. His dedication to the youth of the Frederick County area and beyond is unparalleled. Babe Ruth League Middle Atlantic Region Commissioner and member of the Babe Ruth League Board of Directors, Ray Letierzo, and Maryland State Commissioner, Cal Johnson, are on hand to present the plaque officially introducing Bob Cheseldine into the Babe Ruth League Middle Atlantic Region Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Bob, and thank you for all that you do. Let's hear it for Bob Cheseldine. All right, fans, put your hands together and turn your attention to the mound for tonight's first pitches. Throwing out tonight's first pitches are Ben Graybill from Edina, Minnesota, and Amelia Clifton. Amelia is from Team No Kid Hungry. The mission of Team No Kid Hungry is to connect kids with healthy meals. First up is Amelia. Let's hear it for Amelia. Next up is Ben Graybill. One more round of applause for Ben and Amelia. We now ask that all fans rise and gentlemen remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem. Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this evening, representing Team Maryland is number 9, Terrell Delaney.
The mic is live. Don't read the title.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance, and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
Great job, Terrell. Let's play ball.
And as you heard, the code and the national anthem as we're getting closer to first pitch between Prince George's County, Maryland, and Danbury, Connecticut. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland, Prince George's County, going up against Danbury, Connecticut. Prince George's County, Maryland's the home team against Danbury, Connecticut, the road team. Quickly, the lineups. Luke Schlicker bats first. He is the catcher. Batting second and playing third base, Zach Demko. Batting third and playing shortstop, Javon Hernandez. Batting cleanup, the extra hitter, Justin Solomine. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Patrick Iannetta. And we'll give you the rest of the starting lineups after this first pitch from Chase Crosby, who is a starting pitcher for Prince George's County. In against Luke Schlicker, and the first pitch is a ball inside, and the count 1-0. Randy Sayers, the second baseman, bats sixth, batting seventh, playing first base is Rich Weckerly. Here's the 1-0 from Crosby, and that is outside. Count 2-0. Batting eighth and playing right field, number 9, Jake Mattson. Batting ninth and playing center field, Andrew Philbin. And batting 10th and playing left field, Joe Murphy. Going up against the starter, Chase Crosby. Here's the 2-0, and that's outside. And the count, 3 balls and no strikes. So Crosby can't find the strike zone early on. 3 balls out, away to Schlicker. The 3-0, outside, ball 4. So Schlicker's on with a leadoff walk. Around the field for Prince George's County, Maryland, Chase Crosby, the pitcher, pitching to Herbie Carrington, the catcher. Donovan Freyer at first, Chris Osorio at second, Noel Aristi at third, Tremaine Cobb at short. Brandon Baker in left, Jason Makal in center. First pitch to Zach Demko is inside, and the count 1-0. Zaki Wheatley in right. The extra player is Jack Bolger. Throw over to first is not in time as Schlicker gets back. New England comes in 1-2 in Group A. They are not going to advance, but Prince George's County, Maryland, playing for seeding right now. 4-0 record would have them tops in Group A. The pitch is in the dirt, and there goes Schlicker. He's going to get on to second, and he is able to steal second base. Actually, advance, call it on the pass ball. So now it'll be a 2-0, and the pitch is inside, and the count 3 balls and no strikes. So now the count 3-0. Here's Crosby. That is a strike called in the outside corner. And that is first strike of the game for Chase Crosby, who struggled with the first batter plus here so far tonight. Here's the 3-1. That is inside, ball four. So Zach Demko is on with a walk. Javon Hernandez on. Runners on first and second for Danbury and nobody out. Javon Hernandez is the shortstop. And right away, here comes the manager. And talking with Chase Crosby, they're going to have a full infield conference after two batters. Well, this will give a chance to remind you about social media. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Rob Dawson on hand here for the last game of a long day of action. Because of the rain yesterday, the entire schedule was rained out yesterday, and so there were 12 games by my count on this docket today, and this is game number 12 of a very long day. Only field going now here in Aberdeen. First pitch to Chase Crosby is high. The throw to third. He got him at third. Was Schlicker gunned down at third. What a throw by the catcher. Great throw by Herbie Carrington. Noel Aristi made the tag, and there's one away. It's a 1-0 count. So Schlicker's caught stealing. Advancing to second is Demko. So now that's a runner on second with one out. Here's the 1-0, and this one is hit a mile towards left field. That ball is going. That ball is gone. A home run for Javon Hernandez. Deep over the left field wall, and right now it's a 2-0 Danbury lead. As he slams both feet on the plate. Score run for Zach Demko. And quickly, 2-0 Danbury. So up next is Justin Solomon, the extra hitter. So now here's the first pitch from Crosby. That is in there for a called strike. Solomon crowding the plate. That one was in on him, but was able to call a strike. So two in already for Danbury. Here's the 0-1, and this one is swing to second. On the ground, throw over to first in time for the second out of the inning. So ground out 4-3. Up next is Patrick Iannetta, the pitcher for Danbury. Coming up to bat, he already has a 2-0 lead. So Prince George's County, Maryland has pretty much blazed through this pool tournament in many areas, and not so much tonight. Here's the first pitch from Crosby. That is in there for a called strike. Got the chance to see Prince George's County, Maryland's teams play on Saturday at Nationals Field, the smaller field without the grand fanfare of the main stadium, Cal Senior's Yard. The 0-1 in the dirt in the other batter's box. And the count 1-1. Crosby, two monster home runs in that Saturday game against Little Rock, Arkansas. Tied the record for most home runs in a game, two with four other players. Here's the 1-1, and that is fouled away in the history of the Cal Ripken World Series. So now the count is 1-2 after the foul ball. Iannetta just behind that one. Now Crosby's trying to limit the damage here. Base is clear, two outs, and it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch from Crosby. That is in the dirt, and the count, two balls and two strikes. A wonderful night for baseball. It is mostly clear. Clouds have dissipated from the afternoon. Nothing like it was yesterday with the downpouring of rain. Here's the 2-2, and that one is a swing and foul. All the way into the corner, there was some cheering. I don't know if someone made a catch right in front of the tent or not. I couldn't see. So now the count still even, two balls and two strikes. Here at Cal Senior's Yard, wind calm, unlike Monday where it's blowing consistently. 2-2, and this one is popped up in towards shallow outfield. Making the catch in center field is Jason Maycall, and that is the final out of the inning. But not before two runs for Danbury on a two-run home run by Javon Hernandez, and that is off to a good start for Danbury. Two runs on one hit, and they leave none because of the home run. At the end of a half of an inning, it is Danbury 2, and Prince George's County's coming to bat. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. Bottom of the first inning, we'll give you the lineups for Prince George's County, Maryland. Leading things off and playing first base, Donovan Freyer, the extra player, batting second, Jack Bolger, batting third and playing shortstop, Tremaine Cobb. Batting cleanup and playing third base, Noel Aristide. Batting fifth in the pitcher, Chase Crosby. Batting sixth and playing left field, Brandon Baker. Batting seventh and playing second base, Chris Osorio. Batting eighth and playing right field, Zaki Wheatley. Batting ninth and catching, Herbie Carrington. And batting 10th and playing center field is Jason Maycall against the starting pitcher for Danbury, Connecticut, Patrick Iannetta. Iannetta will be pitching to Schlueger to get things started off. And coming onto the plate is Donovan Freyer. We're ready for baseball here in the bottom of the first. Prince George's County down 2-0. Here's the first pitch from the righty, Iannetta, and that is outside. Ball one. Around the field for Danbury, it is Iannetta pitching to Schlueger, as we mentioned. Rich Weckerly at first. We'll continue in a moment. Here's the 1-0. And this one is hit off the end of the bat pretty strong towards center field. But coming on and making the catch for the first out of the inning is Andrew Philbin. And that is out number one. So Freyer is down with a fly out to center field. One away up next is Jack Bolger. Rich Weckerly at first, Randy Sayers at second, Zach Demko at third, Javon Hernandez at short. Joe Murhey in left, Andrew Philbin in center, Jake Mattson in right. The extra hitter is Justin Solomine. Here's the first pitch, and that is a strike to Bolger. And the count 0-1. Bolger batting from the right side. He has power, too. He got a home run on Saturday as well. Here's the 0-1, and that is low. And the count, one ball and one strike. Actually, my mistake. The first pitch was a ball, so now the count is two balls and no strikes. So now the count 2-0. Here's the pitch from Iannetta, and that is a strike called and a count 2-1. Iannetta standing very tall on the pitcher's mound. Maybe one of the tallest players in this entire tournament. So now here is the 2-1. And this one is a strike. And the count, two balls and two strikes. So Bolger wearing the candy cane style looking helmets with the red and white alternating lines on the helmets. So now here is the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Bolger. So there are two away. Up next is Tremaine Cobb. So Iannetta, quick work here, 2 outs. Tremaine Cobb and to the batter's box, batting from the right side. So it's righty Iannetta going up against righty Cobb. Here's the first pitch, and that is off speed in there for a called strike one. So now the count, nothing and one. So now Iannetta winds and delivers the 0-1. And this one is fouled away. Cobb got a piece of that one off the end of the bat on his upper thigh. And now the count, no balls and two strikes. We appreciate everyone listening here. Wherever you may be around the world on SFMSports.net. So that'll be an 0-2 pitch. Two outs here. Here's the wind of the pitch from Iannetta. Check swing. Did he go around? It's in the dirt. Strike three. The throw to first is in time to make it official. And that is the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 goes Prince George's County in the first inning. No runs, no hits, and no one left. We played one. It's Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Top of the second inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland. It's Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. Rob Dawson on hand here on sfmsports.net. Final game of pool play before we go into the diamond bracket and the winner's bracket. Starting tomorrow, leading off things for Danbury, Connecticut is Randy Sayers, the second baseman. And on the mound again for another inning of work is the pitcher Chase Crosby, who is right-handed going up against the righty Sayers. Here's the first pitch, and that is inside, ball one. 2-0 Danbury on a two-run home run by Javon Hernandez in the first inning. If you're just joining us. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the wind of the pitch from Crosby. Swing and a miss, strike one. And Sayers fooled on that one. Put it in front of him, but swung over the top of the ball. So now the count, 1-1. Wide gap in right center field. The center fielder for Prince George's County, Maryland, playing all the way towards to the left, and the right fielder is more towards the line. 1-1 is fouled away. The count 1-2. That is Jason Makall in center and Zaki Wheatley in right. So now it'll be a 1-2 to Sayers. Here's the pitch from Crosby, and that is in the dirt. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. New England region champion Danbury, Connecticut, 1-2. They will fall short of qualifying as the top two in each group advance. So now the count is 2-2. Here's the one in the pitch from Crosby. Wow, just behind him. How it did not hit Sayers, I don't know. Sayers had to duck. But making the catch was Herbie Carrington. So now the count 3-2. That one sailed over the head of Sayers. Now it'll be a payoff pitch. Here's a 3-2. And that is ball four inside. So Crosby now, third walk of the game. Sayers is on first. Rich Weckerly to the plate. And he's batting from the left side, going up against the righty Crosby. And now catcher and pitcher will talk. Herbie Carrington goes to talk to Crosby, possibly about location, because Crosby has really struggled to hit the strike zone here to start this game. Highlighted by that two-run home run. So now it's a runner on first is Sayers. Here's the pitch to Weckerly, and that is a ball outside, and the count 1-0. Crosby looks in. Now for the stretch, here's the 1-0 that is foul. And the count 1 ball and 1 strike. Sayers was going on that. Made it all the way to second when the foul ball was called. So he'll have to retreat back to first. And now the count 1-1. Nobody out here with a runner on first for Danbury. Up against the Prince George's County, Maryland starter, Chase Crosby. The 1-1 hit up towards short on the ground. Throw to second one. On to first. Double play. So a great timing double play for Prince George's County. It goes 6-4-3. And down goes Weckerly and Sayers. And there are two away. Up next is Jake Mattson, the right fielder. Mattson batting from the right side. So now with two outs, here's the pitch from Crosby. And this one is popped up, carrying over towards left field. And over-the-shoulder catch made in left field by Brandon Maker as he's about to hit up against the wall. Mattson gave it a ride, but Baker in left field able to make the over-the-shoulder catch. At the end of an inning and a half, no runs, no hits, and nobody left because of the double play. At the end of an inning and a half, it is Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Bottom of the second inning in Aberdeen, Maryland. It is Danbury 2, Prince George's County, Maryland nothing. Rob Dawson on hand here, and leading things off is Noel Aristi, the cleanup hitter for Prince George's County, Maryland, going up against Patrick Iannetta for another inning of work. A beautiful night for baseball. Wish you could be here in person, but we're glad you're listening on the internet, wherever you may be. So now, bottom of the second inning, here's the pitch from Iannetta, and this one is popped up. And Giver Chase is the catcher. And making the over-the-shoulder catch behind home plate is Luke Sligger. Out number one. Wow, what a catch. Sligger was falling back. That is a difficult play to judge behind home plate. Sligger somehow is able to make it. One away. So Chase Crosby, the pitcher, is up. And he's batting from the right side. Very dangerous hitter. Here's the pitch from Iannetta, and that is a strike call in the count 0-1. Crosby with the two home runs, as we mentioned back on Saturday. Here's the 0-1, and this one is deflected into the catcher's mitt. Count 0-2. So now it'll be an 0-2. Here's the pitch from Iannetta. And that is low and in the dirt at the count 1-2. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch from Iannetta. Nods and gets the sign. And here's the pitch, and that one is low. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Danbury. Now here's the 2-2, and that is outside, ball three. So now, all of a sudden, the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch from Iannetta. Strike three called. Crosby thought that was a walk. Strike three called. Crosby is down, and there are 2 away. So Brandon Baker up next, the left fielder. So Iannetta is ready. Here's the first pitch, and that is a ball outside in the count 1-0. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is a call, is a ball outside again in the count 2 balls and no strikes. Here is the 2-0. Swing and a miss, strike one. Baker well behind on the fastball. Iannetta comes back and gets that for a strike. So now the count 2-1. Here's the pitch. And that one is a strike called on the outside quarter. Baker can't believe it. So now the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs, bases clear. Here is the 2-2, and that is in. Baker had to fall down and duck with that one. Count 3 balls and 2 strikes. So now it'll be a 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that is ball four, and Baker heads to first base on the walk. So Prince George's County not going down 1-2-3 in this inning. Gets a runner on. That is their first runner of the game. Up next is Chris Osorio, the second baseman. Runner on first, that's Baker. Bottom of the second inning, Danbury has a 2-0 lead. Prince George's County trying to cut into that lead right now. So now throw over to first. They got Baker in a pickup, perhaps, or to second. And they got him after a scuffle. Baker overslid the bag, and the tag was made at the end of it. So caught stealing is Baker. And we come to the end of 2 innings of play. no runs, no hits, and no one left because of the caught stealing. Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. Back in a moment, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Top of the third inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here. It is Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. Top of the third inning here in the final game of pool play here at the Cal Ripken World Series. Before we head into the U.S. and World Winners Brackets and the Diamond Bracket. So now here's the wind of the pitch from Crosby to Andrew Philbin, who leads things off, and the first pitch is a ball in the count 1-0. Philbin, Murphy, and Schlueger do up here for Danbury. Here's the 1-0, and that is fouled away. And the count 1-1. Danbury on the western edge of Connecticut, borders New York State. I've been through Danbury before. Now here's the 1-1. And the pitch, and this one is chopped foul down the left field line. And the count, 1-2. So just ahead of that one was Philbin. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch from Crosby. And this one is chopped up towards third on a hop. Throw over to first in time for the first set of the inning. So ground out 5-3. Up next is Joe Murphy. Joe Murphy, the left fielder. First time at bat. So one away, here's the first pitch from Crosby. And that hit him. Hit him right in the head as Murphy flings the bat over towards the dugout and goes over to first, takes the base. So Murphy is fine. And he gets to first on a walk. Up next is Luke Schlueger. Schlueger got a walk back in the first inning. Four pitches. Was caught stealing before, so he was not able to score on that home run by Javon Hernandez later. Here's the first pitch. That is down the left field line. That is foul. And the count 0-1. 215 down the left field line and left. 205 down the right field line. 263 to dead center here at Cal Senior's yard. 1 foot longer than Nationals yard, which is 262. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch, and this one chopped up past Crosby, but up to second. Up to short. Flip to second, one, and on to first, not in time. So they get the lead runner. That was the shortstop, Tremaine Cobb, tapping second. And Schlueger is on with the reach on fielder's choice. So next is Zach Demko, the third baseman. Runner on first is Schlicker. Throw over to first, and Schlicker is back. So 2-0 Danbury here in the top of the third inning now. Two outs. Prince George's County trying to throw up another zero after giving up the two in the first. There goes Schlicker. The pitch is a ball outside. There will be no throw. Stolen base for Schlicker. So now it'll be a runner on second. Here's the pitch, and this one is lined up towards short. Cobb Field throws to first in time for the final out of the inning. So no runs, no hits, and one left because of the walk. And the fielder's choice after that. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, it is Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. 2-0 Danbury here in the final game of pool play. Patrick Iannetta has pitched beautifully for Danbury, Connecticut. He is back on the mound for another inning of work. And Chris Osorio is still at the plate after he was at the plate when Brandon Baker was caught stealing second. I want to remind you about the TuneIn app. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world. On your mobile device with the TuneIn app, just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. Then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Bottom of the third inning, and Osorio's at the plate. Iannetta's ready. The righty gets the sign, holds the set, still holding the set. And now here's the wind. And the pitch is a strike at the count 0-1. That one on the outside corner. Fastball. Osorio let that one go. Still first time through the order for the Prince George's County Maryland team. Now here's the 0-1. And that pitch is low in the count 1-1. Prince George's County Maryland in the red jerseys with Maryland in black. And black numbers, the gold outlining the number and Maryland. Black stripe down the jersey and gray pants. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Red caps with their team logo on the front in black. Here's the 1-2. And this one is chopped up towards second. It's going to be through for a base hit into right center field. And getting on with a single to lead things off is Chris Osorio. So up next is Zaki Wheatley, the right fielder. Danbury in the navy blue uniforms. Red, New England, with white around those letters, white numbers. They have a red end to their jersey, so red on the sleeves. A patch on them as well. Blue hats and the white team logo in the front. They also have gray pants. Throw over to first, and getting back is Osorio. We'll give you a scoreboard of what happened today around the Ripken World Series when we get a moment. It'll be a first pitch to Wheatley. Iannetta glances off at first. And now here's the pitch home, and that is a ball. And the count 1-0. So a runner on first, nobody out. It'll be a 1-0 from Iannetta. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Wheatley batting from the right side. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one, and that one hit the catcher protector. Or the umpire, one or the other. So now it'll be a 2-1. Looking in now is Iannetta. So now it'll be a 2-1. And showing bunt is a Wheatley, and it's going to go foul. And they count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wheatley showing bunt there. That was a pretty good bunt, except it broke foul about 20 feet away from first base. Playground in left center that didn't have anybody in it is now full with kids. Group of kids by the Under Armour logo in right center field, just sitting and relaxing, watching the game up on the hill. So now it'll be a 2-2. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The throw to second. They got him. A strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. So strike out, throw out, double play. 2-6. And there are two away. Up next is Herbie Carrington. Well, Prince George's County has gotten a few runners on in the game, and they have not been able to do much with those runners. Carrington is first at bat. That'll be a first pitch. And showing bunt is Carrington. That is popped up and fouled into the netting. Count nothing and one. So now it'll be an 0-1. Iannetta holds the set. And now deals. And the pitch is outside. The count 1 ball and 1 strike. Nightfall here in Aberdeen. Just after 8:30 p.m. here in the east time zone of the United States. Here's the 1-1. And that's a strike call in the count 1-2. So 1-2, two outs, and the base is empty. Here's the wind and the pitch from Iannetta outside, and now the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. That one got away from him, fastball well outside. Carrington was smart to lay off of that one. So now it'll be a 2-2, two outs, bottom of the third. Danbury up 2-0. Here is the pitch, chopped and foul. And the count 2-2. That one might have caught the dirt on the way foul. Minor add to the game. We'll have the post-game celebration of player of the game. So now it'll be a 2-2. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Ball three. Catcher couldn't control that one. That was Schlicker. Well, there was no one on base, so no worries. And Carrington didn't swing, so didn't have to throw over to first. So now it'll be a 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that is outside ball four. So Carrington's on with a walk. That brings up Jason Makall. So Schlager goes over the signs here, understanding that Carrington may run. So the first pitch is chopped up over towards short, bobbled for a second, throw across the diamond, not in time. Oh, that extra bobble by the shortstop. Javon Hernandez cost them to get out of the inning. And Jason Maycall sprints down to first. We'll see how they score that. That was a difficult play. I would give him a single there because of Maycall's speed. So now Donovan Freier back up to the top of the lineup. And the first pitch is gets away from the catcher. Slugger right on top of it, though. No advancement. So now the count, no balls and one strike. Hernandez holds the set. Now throws to second, and getting back in time was Herbie Carrington. Earlier today, Canada beat the Dominican Republic 4-2. And the next pitch is a ball. The count 1-1. Hanford, California beat Little Rock, Arkansas 3-2 today. Bear, Delaware shut out Homewood, Illinois 10-0. And the 1-1 is inside the count, two balls and one strike. Meridian, Idaho defeated Little Rock, Arkansas again 12-1. And the next pitch in this one is lined deep to right field, but caught by right fielder for Danbury, Jake Mattson, not having to move very far, catching it right in front of the wall. And that is the end of the inning. So Donovan Freier gave it a ride, but right there was Mattson, and that is the end of the inning. So no runs, two hits, and two left at the end of three innings of play. It's Danbury 2, Prince George's County, Maryland nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. Prince George's County trails Danbury 2-0, and they have a new pitcher on for Maryland. It is number 4 in for Chase Crosby, and number Sadiq Wheatley will be substituted as well. So I'll give the roster for here for a second to try and get the name straight here. But 2-0 the score with Danbury up in front. Meanwhile, Javon Hernandez comes to the plate. And now here's the first pitch, and that is high and inside. And the count 1-0. Ramel Washington is the new pitcher. And the The next pitch is popped up, and that will get out of play and hit the Prince George's County's dugout. And the count, one ball and one strike. Ramel Washington is in as the pitcher, and playing right field is Chase Crosby. Actually, my mistake. Playing right field is Terrell Delaney, who read out the code of conduct nicely. So now Washington at the mound. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And to Hernandez, and that one fouled away. So the count, one ball and two strikes. Javon Hernandez, if you're just joining us, had the big blast in the first inning. A two-run home run to left field. That one kept on carrying and carrying. So now it'll be a 1-2 from Washington. And this one is chopped up towards short. Flips and fires over to first is Cobb. That's the first out of the inning. So Hernandez down on the ground out. 6-3. Up next is Justin Solomine, the extra hitter. So one away. Here's the one in the pitch from Washington, and that one is fouled away. Out of the park, and the count 0-1. That was a good cut on it by Solomine, but wasted foul. Danbury, Connecticut is not going to the winner's bracket because they are 1-2, but they would love to finish 500 in pool play. Here's the 0-1, and that is in the dirt, and the count 1-1. Prince George's County, Maryland is definitely going to the bracket. Of course, they do not want to be in a tie-breaking situation. They would just like to win the group outright. They are 3-0 right now, and Hanford, California is 3-1. Here's the 1-1 from Washington, and this one, excuse me, swing foul. Down the right field line is Justin Solomine. Just stacked the bat out there. A bright orange aluminum bat Solomine has. So now the count, 1-2. One out. Here's the pitch from Washington. And this one is laced deep towards center field, backing up a few steps, but coming on to make the catch in center field is Jason Makal, and that is out number two. So fly out to center field. Two away. Up next is Patrick Iannetta. So Iannetta in the right-handed batter's box, and first pitch is a strike off the end of the bat. Foul, should say. Fouled off the end of the bat. That's what I meant to say. Count 0-1. So now Washington looks in. Here's the 0-1. And this one is chopped on the ground at towards third. Throw over to first. Off the first base bag and dead ball as that one went into the stands, and Iannetta is going to be able to take second. So Iannetta reached on an error. And up next is Randy Sayers. So that throw from third base by Noel Aristi pulled the first baseman Donovan Freyer off the bag. So a runner on second now. Up next is Randy Sayers, and the first pitch is fouled away. It's in the count 0-1. Prince George's County, after the first inning, did not give much in the way of base runners, and they are still down 2-0 against the tough Iannetta pitcher for Danbury. So Prince George's County does not want to give up any more advantage. Here's the 0-1, and this one is fouled away. Off the end of the bat, hit the pavilion right next to us. And the count, no balls and two strikes. So now it'll be an 0-2. Here's the pitch from Washington. Off speed in there. Low in the count, 1-2. Thought it might be a strike three, but that one little in on the plate. So now we'll have a 1-2. Runner on second. Two outs here on the top of the fourth. Here's Washington with the pitch, and that is called strike three on the outside corner, and down goes Sayers. So no runs, no hits, and one left because of the error at the end of 3.5 innings of play. It is Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Some substitutions now on for Team Danbury, Connecticut, and they have a 2-0 lead. New pitcher on is Jake Mattson, who formerly was playing right field but moves over to the pitcher spot. And we have a substitution with Rich Weckerly out of the game. And coming in to replace him is number 8 on the squad. We're trying to pull up the name here. Want to remind everyone, we'll be back on the air tomorrow with U.S. International winners brackets and a few diamond bracket games as well. So Mattson on the mound. We'll be pitching to Jack Bolger, leading things off here in the fourth. Bolger's first pitch lifts us a towering fly ball to right field down the line and making a jumping catch down the right field line is the new right fielder, Jack Hall. Actually, my mistake, Jack Hall, we believe, is playing first. Instead, it is Ionetta in right field making the catch, so one away. So leading off or at the plate now is Tremaine Cobb. Here's the next one, and that is fouled away. Count 1-1. Actually, it looks like Ionette is playing first. It was Jack Hall in right field making the catch. As Ionette, it looks like, is playing first. We can clearly see his height from here. The 1-1 inside and low. And the count, 2 balls and 1 strike to Tremaine Cobb. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Prince George's County trying to chip into the Danbury lead. So now the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. So now it'll be a 2-1 to Cobb. Here's the one in the pitch. And this one well inside, almost hitting Cobb in the count, 3-1. So now the 3-1 is outside ball 4. So on with a walk is Cobb. Up next is Noel Aristi. So conference for both teams here. As manager for Danbury will go and bring the infield in. That's Kenneth Clancy. We'll talk with the infield. And we want to remind you about Championship Weekend. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. Friday, Championship weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m. Got the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. We're here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Danbury 2, Prince George's County nothing. Prince George's County has been undefeated in pool play so far. Up next is Noel Aristi, who popped up back in the second inning. That's his first at bat. Runner on first is Cobb. Cobb was running, and the pitch is wide out of play over the head of the catcher. And on to second is Cobb. So that one hit the backstop, sailed over the head of the catcher, Schlicker. And heading into second is Cobb. Almost out of play, but it did bounce back to the catcher. So now the count 1-0. Cobb a wide lead at second. Mattson stares at it. Now here's the pitch. This one, swing and a miss, strike one. Now the count 1-1. Now it'll be a 1-1. Here's the pitch. And this one is hit off the end of the bat down the right field line, falling fast and falling foul in front of Jack Hall. So now they can 1-2. It'll be a 1-2 to Aristi. Ionette is in at first. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, but foul just at the last second. Aristi bailed out as that one coming in on the hands. Ionetta just turned his back, so we know for sure he's playing first. So that would mean Jack Hall is playing right. So now it'll be a 1-2. Runner on second. Here's the pitch. This one fouled away and out of play. So now the count 1-2 still. As Cal Senior's yard bathed in white all across the field. What a sight. What a great night for baseball. Just as you would imagine here in August. So now it'll be a 1-2. Runner on second. Here's the pitch from Aristi, and that is fouled away. And Aristi proving very difficult here for Mattson. So the count still 1-2. Here's the pitch, and this one is laced over the head of the left fielder, over the wall for a base hit. Rounding third and coming in to score is Cobb, and in the first with an RBI single is Noel Aristi. Prince George's County has cut the Danbury lead. It's now 2-1 Danbury. What a piece of hitting by Aristi. Continued to foul up pitches until he got the one to hit. So score a run for Cobb. And up next is Ramel Washington. Got a strikeout in his last at-bat. This is his first at-bat of the game. Crosby was in at that spot before. So 2-1 the score. Here's the pitch from Mattson. And that is high for a ball in the count 1-0. Very competitive game here. Very exciting last two innings in store. Mattson looks over at first. Now it'll be a 1-0, and he'll snap throw to first. And actually just glance at first. And diving back was Aristi. So no throw made. He dodged the throw, extended the arm, but nothing there. Here's the 1-0. Over the catcher's mitt, and there goes from first to second is Aristi. He's going to get there. Advances on the pass ball. So now the tying run in scoring position for Prince George's County. Brief conference at the mound between catcher Schlicker and the pitcher, Jake Mattson. And now the manager, Clancy, is going to come out. He seemed to signal that there would be a reliever coming in. We'll see who it's going to be. It might be the center fielder. So, pitching change. Coming in, it looks like it is going to be the center fielder, Andrew Philbin, to pitch. See if this is a straight-up change here. And looks like Mattson is going to go to right. And shifting over from right to center is Jack Hall. So Hall now at center. Mattson is going back to right field. And the pitcher is going to be Andrew Philbin. So that was a pretty easy change. 1-8-9 involved in the change here at positions on the field. 2-0 count with a runner on second for Prince George's County, Maryland. One out, so a key moment here in the game. Now this about social media. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1 at Danbury. Reminder, coverage begins tomorrow with more action from the Cal Ripken World Series. It is the Diamond Bracket Game 1 at 10 a.m., followed by 12:30, the U.S. semifinal. And then 3 o'clock is the international semifinal. 5:30 is the U.S. semifinal again. And 8 o'clock is an international semifinal. The Diamond Bracket games are 10, 12, 30, and 3 at Nationals Field. And Citizens Bank Field also has Diamond Bracket games. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch. And that one is lined through for a base hit into left field. Rounding third and coming home is Aristi. And there will be throws cut off. And going on to second on the throw is, for Prince George's County, Ramel Washington. So it's an RBI double. Score a run for Aristi. And we're tied at 2. So up next is Brandon Baker. And the pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. So Ramel Washington, the pitcher, helping himself there. And we're tied at 2. First pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. Runner on second now in a tie game. Here's the pitch from Philbin, and that is fouled away. And the count, no balls, and 2 strikes. So how about the first pitch Ramel Washington sees? Rips it to left field. So now it'll be an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Philbin, and this one, foul tip, just staying alive is Banker. He had swung at that one. So now, count still, no balls and 2 strikes. Washington was going. Now has to go back to second base. So now it'll be an 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. The throw to third is not in time. Almost an interference call with Washington interfering with the third baseman, Zach Demko. But calling a stolen base for Washington. Baker is out on strikes, 2 away. Up next is Chris Osorio. So a runner on third, two outs, two in for Prince George's County. Can they get the third one to take the lead? Osorio got a single back in the third inning. He's up to bat again. Here's the pitch from Philbin. Swing and a miss, strike one. Just behind on that one was Osorio. He was swinging well outside the zone. And now the count 0-1. Breeze moving from right to left field. So many hits to left field in both of the evening games. Here's the 0-1, and that's outside. Can one ball and one strike. You would have to think perhaps the wind is helping that. Every so often, a decent gust going from the right field line towards left field. So now it'll be a 1-1 with a runner on third. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Philbin, one strike away from getting out of the inning. Prince George's County trying to tack on another run. So now it'll be one ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning. We're tied at two. 1-2 off speed. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Osorio. So two strikeouts for Philbin. But Prince George's County scores two important runs. Two runs on two hits. And they leave one. At the end of four innings of play, got a tie game. Danbury 2, Prince George's County 2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Fifth inning now in Aberdeen, Maryland. It is Danbury 2, Prince George's County 2. Rob Dawson on hand here. Cal Seniors Yard for the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Last day of pool play. And leading things off is Jack Hall, who is now the center fielder in the game. He is in the right-handed batter's box. Ramel Washington on the pitcher's mound. We're all set for play here in the top of the fifth. Actually, no, we're not, because time was called by Jack Hall. Wants to take another swing. Now back into the box. This is Hall's first at-bat of the night. So now here's Washington, and the pitch is swing and a miss. Strike one off speed. Hall in front of that one. Now the count, no balls in one strike. Danbury trying to finish 500 in pool play. Now here is the L1. And the pitch is outside for a ball. The count, one ball and one strike. I hope you can join us early in the morning again tomorrow for, or in the afternoon for, the semifinals. We'll be on the air at 12:20 p.m. Here's the 1-1. And that is in the dirt. And can't finding it for a second was the catcher, Herbie Carrington. But he found it eventually. Count two balls and one strike. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Here's the wind of the pitch from Washington, and that is outside. They count three balls and one strike. In the game before us, West Raleigh, North Carolina, undefeated through pool play. They beat Denver, Colorado, 10-0. Here's the 3-1. Off speed and fouled away. And they count 3-2. On Nationals Field, earlier in the day, it was West Raleigh beating Harford County 6-3, so a 2-0 day for North Carolina. Japan beat Puerto Rico 6-2. Australia in a wild one over New Zealand. Here's the 3-2, and that is fouled away. Two members of Oceania. And Australia with an 11-10 win over New Zealand, a wild one. Mexico beat Korea 13-0. Here's the 3-2. Strike three called, and down goes Hall. He doesn't like the call, but goes back to the dugout, and there's one away. Up next is Jake Mattson. And right here, we're tied at two. Monday night was a great game. To end the night, Wednesday is shaping up to be a great game. And now a conversation at home plate or at the mound between Washington and Herbie Carrington, the catcher. One away, bases clear. Mattson, who is now the pitcher, flied out back in the second inning. Washington is ready, and Mattson back in the box from the righty side. Ramel Washington, the right-hander, deals, and the first pitch. Wow, what a curveball in there for a called strike one. What a pitch by Washington. That one completely fooled Mattson. So now the count, no balls and a strike. Here's the wind of the pitch, and this one is chopped on the ground to third. Throw over to first in time for the second out of the inning. So up next is Andrew Philbin. Actually, my mistake. Jake Mattson is back in right field, and we mentioned this already. Andrew Philbin's now the pitcher. Mattson was the pitcher, and now Philbin is the pitcher. But now he's the batter in the top of the fifth inning. How does that sound? Two away, nobody on the bases. Here's the wind of the pitch. And this one is a called strike on the count 0-1. Ramel Washington moving quickly so far through the lineup. Here's the 0-1. And did that hit him? It is actually in the dirt. It sounded like it might have hit him, but it was in the dirt before and count 1-1. So now Washington is ready and deals. The 1-1 is outside. Count 2 balls and 1 strike. So now Washington's ready. Here's the 2-1. And this one hit off the end of the bat, popped up into shallow right field. It is going to be caught by the second baseman at the last moment, Chris Osorio, for the final out of the inning. So 1-2-3 goes Danbury in the fifth. No runs, no hits, and no one left. We played 4.5. It is Danbury 2, Prince George's County, Maryland 2. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cody Westbury is into the game for Jack Hall in center field. And into the game as well, actually, is number 12, which we don't have on the printout roster, which have to go to the other roster, the actual lineup card here for this name. But number 12 in for New England. Actually, there is no number 12 unless we're talking about Prince George's County. Actually, time out. We are talking about Prince George's County. So hold everything. Jack Hall's still in the game. We'll flip over to the Maryland side. They were not clear when they were telling us the substitution, what team it was. But it looks like it's going to be Joseph Quelch is the pinch hitter. So now we're all set here for the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Mattson is out of the game. So Mattson's out of the game. Mattson's out of the game. And Cody Waterbury is in the game. So he is definitely in. First pitch is a ball in the count 1-0. Joseph Quelch at the plate now. 1-0 is foul. And they'll do it again. They count 1-1. Joseph Quelch in for Terrell Delaney. And the next pitch is ball outside. The count 2-1. Here's the wind of the pitch from Philbin. And this one is outside. The count 3-1. Philbin's delivery is very, I wouldn't even call it herky-jerky, more off balance. His legs go all over the place, and Philbin's a big guy. So now the count 3-1. Here's the pitch, and that is 4. So Quelch off the bench draws a walk. Very important for Prince George's County, Maryland, to try and break the tie. Up next is Herbie Carrington. So the go-ahead run on base. Carrington walked in the third inning. Throw over to first. Not in time. Getting back in time was Quelch. Carrington, we mentioned a walk. Net. Lengthy third inning did not yield any runs for Prince George's County. Fourth is when they score the runs. Now caught in a rundown is Quelch. And the bad throw to second. Quelch is safe. He's going to hold there as the throw goes into left field. So Quelch advances on the error. So now a runner on second. First error of the game for Danbury. And showing bunt was Herbie Carrington. And that one foul. And the count 0-1. Bunted a foul behind him. So now that go-ahead run is in scoring position. So now it'll be an 0-1. Philbin looks back at second, and now time is called. Big moment here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We have a tie game between Danbury, Connecticut, and Prince George's County, Maryland. And now time is called. Again, as Carrington steps off. That'll be an 0-1. There's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. The count 1-1. Crowd filling in a lot down the right field line where Prince George's County is dugout is. Fewer fans on the Danbury side. Here's the 1-1, and that is chopped up towards the mound. Throw from Philbin to first in time for out number one. Moving over to third is Quelch. So a ground out 1-3. Up next is Jake Makall. Got a single in the third inning. So now the go-ahead run is at third. And there's one away. And now Makall going to go over to the coach and calling time. Conversation with Makall and the runner at third, Quelch. and their coach, and a conversation on the mound with the Danbury infield. So now, bottom of the fifth, 2-2, very important game and moment here. Danbury, if they gave up a run, they would have one shot to get it back. That would be the top of the sixth inning. Prince George's County, Maryland's the home team. So if they got ahead, they would win it if they held Danbury scoreless in the sixth. Here's the pitch, and that one is bunt towards third. The throw home is not in time over the catcher's mitt. And outrunning the bag at first, but holding there is Makel. It's an RBI single for Jason Makel, and Prince George's County has taken a 3-2 lead on the bunt play. And coming in from third is Quelch. An RBI bunt single. So score run for Quelch. It's 3-2. Back to the top of the order in Donovan Freyer. Now a runner on first. There goes the runner. And the throw is offline. Stealing second is Makel. So now the insurance run is in scoring position. The pitch home was a strike. The count 0-1. So now it'll be runner on second. Here's the pitch. This one chopped up towards second and booted over at second. And now the throw home from the player running at third, and he is safe. And do they get him? No, he's called safe before. So it was another run coming in, and it's 4-2 Prince George's County. Score the run for Makel. So Freyer advances on the error. Error by the second baseman, Randy Sayers. And now it's 4-2 Prince George's County. This is what makes them so tough. Now Jack Bolger is on. Throw over to first. And Freyer is back. So Makel, and good job by the Prince George's County coach sending Makel as soon as it was apparent that Sayers had made the error. Here's the pitch from Philbin, and that is high and outside. Count 1-1 and no strikes. So now Danbury, 2 runs to get at least to keep this game going in the top of the sixth. And they're not out of it yet. They're in the fifth inning. Philbin looks back at first and delivers. The 1-0 is outside. The count 2-1 and no strikes. Runner on first is Freyer. Here's the 2-0, and that is low and in the dirt. They count 3-1 and no strikes to Bolger. Prince George's County, 2 runs in the fourth, 2 runs in the fifth. Now they count 3-1 and no strikes. And that one is belted down the left field line, and it will go foul. Almost hit a little kid in the first row. Now they count 3-1 and a strike. So now conversation between the third baseman, Zach Demko, and the pitcher, Andrew Philbin. So now they count 3-1. Throw over to first, and getting back is Freyer. Final moments of pool play here in the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. So many games, but in a blink of an eye, it's gone. We're already almost done with the week. halfway through. Here's the 3-1, and this one is melted a mile high into left field. That is going to be in front of the wall. And rounding second and into third is Frayer, and on to second is Jack Bolger. It's a double, and Prince George's County still in business with runners on second and third and one out. I thought that one was going to carry out of the park, and that one died with the wind meeting it in left field. So Tremaine Cobb at the plate next. Got a strikeout in the first inning, a walk, and scored a run in the fourth. That'll be a new count to Cobb. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch from Philbin, and this one popped up bunt over towards first. Throw home. And no, they did not get the runner. Schlueger didn't hold on to the ball. Frayer comes in to score. It's now 5-2. Score a run for Frayer on the error. That is the third error of the inning for Danbury. It's now 5-2. Three are in for Prince George's County. Well, next is Noel Aristi. And a single and an RBI. Scored a run as well. There goes the runner. And the pitcher cut off the throw. So now getting into second is Cobb. So now second and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's a strike. Count one ball and one strike. Now second and third from Prince George's County. Here's the 1-1, and that is a called strike on the outside corner. Count one ball and two strikes. So it is Bolger at third and Cobb at second. Right field completely empty. Prince George's County looking for more. Here's the 1-2. And that is a called ball outside. Thought that might be strike three. Now the count, two balls and two strikes. So now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Aristi. So two away, and up next is Ramel Washington. Washington got an RBI double and a stolen base. Came in for Chase Crosby. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count 0-1. Here's the 0-1, and this one is popped up in foul territory. Schlueger makes the catch, almost tripping over the on-deck circle, but makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But not before three runs score for Prince George's County. It is three runs on one, two, three runs on two hits, three errors in the inning for Danbury. And they leave 2. At the end of 5 innings of play, it's Prince George's County 5, Danbury 2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition?
chocolate milk does, don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the sixth inning here, and it is 5-2 the score between Prince George's County, Maryland in front. Last looks for Danbury against Ramel Washington. And the first pitch to Joe Mary is a strike in the count 0-1. Now here's the 0-1 from Washington. And that is a ball low. Count one ball and one strike. Actually, my mistake. The first pitch must have been a ball because now scoreboard says 2-0. It was originally a strike. But now the 2-0 is low. The count three balls and no strikes. To Mary, got a walk back in the third inning. Here's the 3-0 from Washington. And that is a strike, and the count three balls and one strike. Prince George's County, two runs in the fourth, three runs in the fifth. Danbury, two runs all the way back in the first inning. It's been a while for them to score. Here's the 3-1, and that is a strike called, and the count 3-2. So Washington comes back on the outside corner. And now it is 3-2. Now here's the wind of the pitch from Washington. That is ball four. So Mary's on with a walk. And the rally starts for Danbury. Luke Schlegger, the catcher, comes to the plate. The lefty hitter going up against the righty Washington. Runner on first. Here's the pitch. And that one goes to the backstop. And getting to it quickly is the catcher, Chris Osorio. And again, 1-0. Now here's the pitch. And that one called a strike on the outside corner. And the count 1-1. Spoke too soon there. Runner on first is Mary. Throw over to first, and back is Mary. Washington checking the runner. So now the count, one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch, and that one is no. Did not go around. Appeal to third base. Check swing holds up for Schlegger. Count two balls and one strike. That'll be the 2-1. This one chopped up over the mound and short. Tag second. One on to first. Two, a double play. So 6-6-3 double play. Nice play by the shortstop, Tremaine Cobb, who was literally on second when he got that ball. Gently tapped his foot on the bag. And they're quickly two away here in the inning. And down to the last out, here's Zach Demko. First pitch from Washington is a strike, and they count 0-1. Here's the wind of the pitch, and this one is in the dirt. The count, one ball and one strike. Prince George's County up 5-2 on Danbury. Down to the last out for Danbury, Connecticut. That'll be a 1-1. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. Should be a count, two balls and one strike. So now it'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch from Washington. Swing and a miss, strike two. So Demkos shakes his head. Count two balls and two strikes. And here the Prince George's County crowd. One more strike and they win. Here's the 2-2. This one is popped up. Popped up into shallow outfield. Coming on and making the catch is the second baseman for Prince George's County, Chris Osorio. And Prince George's County is undefeated in pool play. They win over Danbury 5-2. Pop up to second, the final play of the game. It is no runs. No runs, no hits, and nobody left because of the double play earlier in the inning. 5-2, Prince George's County wins. Let's go down to the field.
The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of the Babe Ruth League late President CEO Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child has the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Al Solonik. Al is the Assistant Middle Atlantic Regional Commissioner of the Babe Ruth League and a member of the Cal Ripken World Series Task Force. The first Tellefson Award winner for the away team, Team New England, is number 7, Javon Hernandez. For the home team, Team Maryland, the Tellefson Award goes to number 4, Ramel Washington. Congratulations to these outstanding players.
So there you have it, the players of the game for both Prince George's County, Maryland, and Danbury. And the final score, Prince George's County 5, Danbury 2. Prince George's County, Maryland 4-0. And Danbury, Connecticut falls to 1-3 in pool play. Prince George's County, we knew beforehand, would advance to the winner's bracket in the United States tomorrow. Danbury is going to the diamond bracket game. We will take a break. We'll give you the totals and recap in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Back here in Aberdeen, Maryland, Prince George's County wins 5-2. The total's next after this break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer.
So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
This is SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. The final score, Prince George's County 5 and Danbury, Connecticut 2 in the final game of pool play in the United States. What a thrilling game for Prince George's County in particular, because they were down 2-0 most of the game until the fourth inning, when they were able to put some runs on the board at first, tie the score, and then later win the game with three runs in the fifth inning. And they came up with a great performance. The final line score, 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 2 men left on for Prince George's County. And for Danbury, amazingly, they got 2 runs on that one hit that was a home run, and 3 errors in the game, and they left 2. So only 2 left, actually, in the final inning. They still left 2 because of that double play. So the Lions score 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 2 left for Maryland, for Prince George's County, Maryland, for Danbury, Connecticut, 2 runs, 1 hit, 3 errors, and 2 men left. Recap of the game, in case you missed it, Danbury started off with a bang. They got a walk in the first inning by Luke Schlegger. Zach Demko got a walk, but Schlegger was caught stealing. So Javon Hernandez came to the plate with 1 on, cranked a 2-run homer to left field. That made it 2-0 Danbury, and that was the extent of the scoring in the first inning. Chase Crosby, the Prince George's County, Maryland starter, really struggled in the game. But Danbury can only get those 2 runs, can make it an even more extended inning. 2 runs on 1 hit through that inning. Prince George's County would be quiet. Patrick Iannetta, I should say, the starter for Danbury, Connecticut. 1-2-3 in the first inning, and then a walk in the second inning, but that runner, Baker, got caught stealing. So faced the minimum through 2 innings. Finally gave up a hit in the third inning. That was the first hit of the game given up, but was still able to get out of trouble. By then, in the fourth inning, it was a combination of Jake Mattson and Andrew Philbin pitching. So we head to that fourth inning with Prince George's County. They were down 2-0. Things got started with a flyout to Bolger. That was out number 1. And then Tremaine Cobb got a walk. And then Noel Arcy got an RBI single. That made it 2-1. And then Ramel Washington got him home with an RBI double to make it 2-2. So it was 2-2 through 4 in the fifth inning for Danbury, Connecticut. They went 1-2-3. And then in the bottom of the fifth inning, still tied at 2, Prince George's County had their biggest output of the game. Started off with a walk by Joe Quelch, who was into the game at that point. Herbie Carrington got a ground out, so that was out number 1. Then Jason Makall was able to get an RBI bunt single after Quelch had made his way all the way around to third by that point in the game. He was able to advance on the ground out from Carrington, and then he advanced the second on an error. So coming in to score on the bunt single was Makall. They bunted it, and it was a beautiful bunt. Third baseman, Zach Demko, made the play, but Schlegger couldn't handle the ball. It was 3-2 Prince George's County. And then Donovan Frayer advanced on an error. And then Jack Bolger got a double. And Donovan Frayer scored on the error. Jack Bolger got an RBI double, rather, and Makal scored. So that was 4-2. And then Freyer was on third. Tremaine Cobb was at the plate. He reached on an error. The error again this time was from third to home. And this time it was a more makeable play, and Schlueger dropped it. And that made it 5-2 of Prince George's County. And that was how the game ended. So Prince George's County improves to 4-0 in pool play. They are advancing to the winner's bracket of the United States. And the loser, Danbury, Connecticut, is going to be going to the diamond bracket to in the play to start tomorrow. So Prince George's County, Maryland, congratulations to them. Undefeated through pool play, finishing first ahead of Hanford, California, in Group A. We will take one final break in this postgame. We'll come back and wrap up and look towards tomorrow after this. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here in Aberdeen, Maryland, Prince George's County wins over Danbury, Connecticut, 5-2. Post-game celebration underway on the field. It is a dance party out in the outfield right now, dancing to the Cupid Shuffle here, and Prince George's County is dancing all the way to the winner's bracket. 4-0, 4-0 rather, record for Prince George's County, Maryland, in pool play. They defeat Danbury, Connecticut, 5-2. Quick look at what's happening tomorrow. We'll announce the teams right now that have advanced to the championship brackets in the U.S. division. It is Hanford, California, and Prince George's County. They are top two in Group A. Group B, it is West Raleigh, North Carolina, and Harford County. In Group C, internationally, it's Japan and Puerto Rico. And Group D, nationally, it is Australia and Korea. Actually, Australia and Mexico, I should say, I believe, is the tiebreaker in that one. So, of course, full action tomorrow. We'll be back in the air at 12:30 with the international semifinal, actually the U.S. semifinal, I want to say. Yes, the U.S. semifinal at 12:30. If the schedule holds true, this would be Prince George's County playing at 12:30 tomorrow against Harford County. That is in Group B. So a Maryland matchup to determine who advances into the final. That guarantees at least one team in the Maryland in the U.S. final on a Friday night. So that is good news locally. At 3 o'clock in the international semifinal, we believe it will be Japan against Mexico again. Although there is a tiebreaker, so we are not sure about that. But Japan against either Korea or Mexico after the tiebreaker. 5:30, the other U.S. semifinal, West Raleigh, North Carolina against Hanford, California. Then at 8 o'clock, the other international semifinal with Australia at 3-1 going up against Puerto Rico, who is also 3-1. Well, that'll just about do it here. Thanks to our executive producer, Steve Clunenin of SFMSports.net. Great job, as always, helping us get started. Special thanks to the staff at the Ripken Experience for all of their hard work helping us get settled in our broadcast position. And special thanks to Maroon PR as well for all of the statistical and roster assistance throughout this week. Be sure to tune us in tomorrow, 12:30, the start of U.S. semifinal number one. We'll be on the air at 12:20 here on SFM Sports Channel 1, and we hope you can join us there too. We can't believe it. We're already halfway through the week, and we're all ready to bracket play beginning tomorrow. One more time, the final score of the last game, Prince George's County, Maryland 5, Danbury, Connecticut 2. For everyone here at SFMSports.net, I'm Rob Dawson saying until tomorrow at 12:20, have a great night. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.